are learning now, Daf Yadal, Don Bezim, Sechas Ve'ilam, we're starting on top of the Amid Meisveh. Meisveh, I asked you a kasha, we actually had this following Mishnah in Krisis. It's a Mishnah in Shkolim, but we had it in came in Sechas Krisis Davav. Meisveh, Moisa Kataris Mayo Oisin. Every year, they had extra Kataris, because they made 365 portions of a Kataris, and even though it's only 354 days of the year, it's 365 days of the solar year, and we keep the lunar year, so there's always extra keteris. What do you do with that keteris? Mayo oisim vayim. So the Mishnah explains what you did by it like this. The problem is you want to use this keteris for next year. You can't use it for next year because it has to be from the new shkalim, from this year's shkalim. And this keteris is from last year's shkalim. So what do? Hayimafrisha mena schar umrim. You was zoicha this keteris. When you first did was, you took money, and you were zeichet for the carpenters and the artisans. You were zeichet for that. Then you take the kateris, and you transfer the kedusha kateris onto the money. You transfer onto the mayus umnum, and you take the kateris, and you give the kateris to the umnum. Then, then you buy it from the umnum with the new money. And then the umnum land up with money, and the kateris was bought with a new truma chadasha. That's what you did. So there was basically, if you think about it, there were three steps with this kateris. With this extra kateris, there was three steps. First they took money, and there was zaychet for the umnum. And then, so that made the kateris. Then the first set of umnum. Then they machal the kateris on the moyos of the money of the umnum. And then they gave the keteris to the umnum instead of the money, and then they bought the keteris with the truma chadash, with the new truma, the new money. So that's akan the mishnah and shkolim. Tomorrow I ask, if we have sitting here a binyan that's chulin, so why don't we just transfer the kedusha of the keteris onto the binyan, and then the keteris is chulin now buy it again with truma chadash. But my lechle a binyan, zok the gemara. There was no binyan. There's no binyan. Fake the Amara. What do you mean? It says in the Mishnah Keteris, by the Keteris, that we're paying the umnum, right? The umnum working the binyan, right? But my umnum ktani. So it's like, no, it means a leka binyan kashir mayis. There wasn't a binyan that was worth the same value as the Keteris. What is the same value as the Keteris? Fake the Amara, what's the difference? I'm a shmua hek de shava mana. If you have $1,000 hektish and machal it on $1, it works. So it works. Why can't you just transfer the keteris onto the binyan? The Gemara answers, that's only v'diavet. You can't do that. Right, so that's why it's not shver, because the Mishnah is saying the binyan wasn't worth the same value as the keteris. Tosfos actually asks, that how could it be that the money for the... So what do? You put on the money to umnum. How could the money of the umnum be more than the value of the binyan? We're saying the binyan is not enough, but you're paying this, but the salary of the umnum is enough. So how could it be the money of the umman is worth more than the value of the binyan? So one of the Tosfos truths are that they were paying for art, and art is... So it's not really a bigger value, but the expense of the artisans are expensive. So that's kind of this pshat and why they're buying the mechayel, why they build with chulin in the base of Mikdash. But Papa has the pshat. Papa Amma, hainu time with the buying the mechayel, why do they always build first with stones of chulin and then afterwards they make it hektish? You know why? Because like nitna tayr l'machay asharis. The tayr wasn't given to l'machay asharis. And if they have a binyan here, a building built, you know, sometimes, you know, builders and, you know, the construction workers, they're going to sit on the binyan a little bit. And they sit on the binyan, that's going to be a problem. They're going to sit on the binyan. That's isahana of hektish. Or papa, my time with the bina mechal. Lenitar lachay asharis and Amri. Don't boil a mizga. They want to lie down. Mizaga lie on. They're going to lean on it. The bina bekutcha. If they build it with kedusha, shtaka to kamal bekutcha comes out. They have meila on kaidish. They're going to be mail bekay hektish. Therefore, they always made a chulin first until they finished building. That's what Papa says. They always made a chulin first, so someone should chas v'shalom be moil while he's building. So the Gemara Tanah, and we have a Mishnah. It's our Mishnah actually. Hagazbarim shalach was aitzim moil and behem. Gazbarim that bought wood, you know, to build. There's meila on that. But there's no meila in the sawdust and the leaves. the little twigs that come off it, because they only mean to buy the Eitzim itself. And the question is, why did the Gizbarim make the Eitzim Hekdesh right away? They should buy it, let it be a Chayil. The Dilma by the Mizgah is Agalai. Maybe someone's going to come lean on it. Vistaka to come out of a Kachim, so you should always make a Chulin. So Gemara answers, I'm Rav Papa, it's not Shver. If they keep the Eitzim for a long period of time, instead of be building for a long time, they don't worry someone might lean on it. They're talking like Gizbarim here, using the Eitzim right that day. Like the time of Eitzim, they're using it that day, and therefore not worried that they're going to lean on the wood that's ready to be built. They're going to lean on it, they're not worried about that. And therefore, they let it be Hekdesh right away. Hardun Allah Vlad Chatas.